see if we can get a hold of Sipple. Maybe I'll receive a text in 15 minutes that says, hey, can you do like 125, 130?
I got jammed up.
I just got all bogged down. Jammed up. I would have thought that the postcard that I sent him, the very nice postcard that I sent him, would have bought us a couple more weeks of on-time interviews. Not the case. Not the case. I do have something else to talk about, though.
Oh, good.
Which is good. And it's not helmet technology, okay? And don't put it in the newspaper that I'm mad. Not mad.
Not mad.
I had to walk outside during the break because I inadvertently pulled a hangnail during that segment.
That's how mad you were.
Now I'm bleeding. Those are annoying.
Oh, absolutely.
So annoying. It had to go. But now I have to deal with the aftermath and the blood, the piles and piles of blood. Let me ask you this question, Husker fans. In the aftermath of Trev Alberts leaving Nebraska, I think we got a little bit emotional. Oh, is that fair to say, Josh?
You think?
Is that fair to say?
Very.
And there were some people who took it as far as this stadium project, this $650+ million South Stadium project, was a bad idea in the first place. And it was Trev's vanity project. And Trev only wants this because of this, this, and this. And I don't, like, whatever the reasons were. But basically, you guys had convinced yourselves that everything Trev did retroactively was bad. And the introduction of the $650 million stadium project was a bad idea. Now, I think the legitimate complaint. What? What are you laughing at?
A random comment from
YouTube.
Okay,
hold on. We'll get there.
Yeah.
The legitimate complaint is that maybe you are stressing donors a bit too much with the back-to-back asks of build football facility and build new stadium, build South Stadium over again. I think that's a fair complaint. But to retroactively go back and say, Trev, everything he did was bad because he's a traitor and we hate him. Benedict Alberts, take his name off the stadium. And because of that, the idea of the football stadium project sucked, I believe, was a little bit short-sighted. I think Nebraska needs a new South Stadium. I think Nebraska, at the very least, needs to make significant improvements to their stadium in general. And I saw this yesterday. The University of Missouri has revealed their plans. That's right, Missouri has revealed their plans for a $250 million plan to upgrade Faurot Field at Memorial Stadium, by the way.
That's our name for our stadium.
Remember when Nebraska was in the Big 12 and everybody had Memorial Stadium?
Everybody.
Everybody had Memorial Stadium. And everybody did this, the wave thing. there's only one. How many other Memorial Stadiums are there? I guess there's two others in the Big 10, right? Illinois and Indiana, aren't they both Memorial Stadiums?
That sounds right.
I know Illinois is. I want to say that Indiana is too. Or maybe they redid it to like something family stadium at Memorial Stadium.
Illinois, Indiana.
Bang. Look at that. I know my stadiums. I'm Connor Happer and I know stadiums.
And wherever the hell Northwestern plays. A parking lot just outside of, might be a Memorial parking lot.
That was never a Memorial Stadium, though.
No, it wasn't.
No. Maybe, are they going to have a Memorial Stadium this year?
No, it's their Memorial practice field? Practice field.
Okay. Congratulations once again to Northwestern on their new digs. The University of Missouri officially set in motion Memorial Stadium's reimagined North End Zone on Thursday as the UM System Board of Curators and unanimously authorized the design of the potential of the $250 million project. Officials unveiled renderings for the space slated to be finished in October of 2026, which would be the 100th anniversary of its old-ass stadium. Nebraska, also, old-ass stadium. South Stadium, untouched by anybody, untouched by human hands in 100-plus years. It just sits, just as it did in the 20s, basically when it opened. I guess they added some seats somewhere along the way. But I'm looking at some of these renderings, and I got to say, like, my memory of Faurot Field is garbage. Not much going on there. just a straight up bowl. They had the stupid M made out of rocks in the end zone.
A rock
and
M.
That's it.
Diamonds in the end zone.
Stupid. Yeah. Stupid field. I'm looking at some renderings right now, and I'm thinking, this is sick. This is awesome. They got a whole bunch of standing room. Looks like some like loge boxes that are kind of, you know, they have suites on the field level behind the end zone. They have kind of loge, like table seating in the stands, in the corner end zones. And then a whole bunch of standing rooms in two tiers on the bowl and a big old scoreboard on top. This thing looks beautiful. Nebraska needs something like this. Nebraska needs to update their stadium. I want to bring this up again because I think people, like, you know, and they did the Board of Regents meeting today, and the new athletic director, Troy Dannon, he slipped my mind for a second because is he real? I don't know. He was asked about the stadium project, and he still didn't have comment on it because he was still, quote-unquote, getting up to speed. But this is a sweet project, man. Nebraska needs to do something like this. They need to update their football stadium still, while still keeping the general feel and idea of like, hey, this is a place that's all about football. But are you kidding me? People would gobble this up, first of all. It would make Nebraska a significant amount of money. And it would look really cool if they had some of the field-level suites, spaces to walk around. I mean, that's one thing we have none of inside of Lincoln's Memorial Stadium. There's no standing room. You have to sit your cold, frozen ass on a bench, and that is your seat, unless you're in the west balcony or the east balcony now, I guess, too. That's it. That's all you get. There's no opportunities for, you know, we talk about what about the families all the time. The families, like, sometimes it's appreciated if the kids can get up and walk around a little bit and stretch their legs. That way they're not yelling at you the entire game because they're uncomfortable and they don't have any room on their on a cold day. Like, all right, cool. Let them go walk around. They go play around in these kind of standing room areas all around the field. You could also buy standing room tickets, which would be, you know, cheaper to get into than just a normal seat in the stadium. Like, I just want to reiterate this. Nebraska's going to have to do something with that at some point. All right? Let's not forget about it.
This is coming around, and it's only going to get more expensive.
It will have to be done. So I'm looking at this, and I'm like, let me ask you this question again. You guys are telling me that you don't want this? Josh, I don't know if there's a way that you could get the renderings onto the YouTube stream right now.
I could. Which the Missouri renderings?
Yes, the Missouri renderings. I'm looking at a whole bunch of photos from the Columbia Missourian.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves for a little bit.
Yeah, well, just me, but I'll talk amongst the other people as well. So there's a bunch of pictures from there. We'll try and get them up here on the YouTube here in a second. But once again, don't tell me that you don't want this. This is awesome. This is great. And Nebraska has the perfect space in South Stadium to do this. And don't let your hatred or whatever it is of Trev and his big ideas come out as lack of support for this. Nebraska needs this. And by the way, I was doing some reading on this because I wondered where the funding came from, because I know a big part of the conversation was about stressing the donors and stuff like that. Obviously, it's a huge project. They're getting half of it. They're funding half of it themselves, and they're getting help on the other half. I would assume that that's what Nebraska would do as well. Obviously, we live in a certain political climate.
A 50-50 split.
Yes. Obviously, we live in a sort of political climate in this state. This is part of the reason why Trev isn't here anymore. But, you know, eventually, it's the rubber's going to meet the road on this. And you just hope you're able to get out in front of it before you really, really fall behind. Costs are only going to go up on the entire thing. Like, Nebraska's going to have to pull this parachute.
Look at this beautiful stadium rendering.
You put it up?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Look at down here on the field level. Look at all that space. All the people
open
in the corners
areas
over there. Yeah.
Imagine going to a Missouri football game, I know, unbearable.
I know. But going there and having fun.
The Rock thing would be above you.
That's right.
In your open air.
You wouldn't even have to look at it. It'd be awesome. So just wanted to make that clear, guys. Don't get your hatred for Trev all mixed up in stupid other stuff. Other emotions. Like, that's a good idea. That is a good idea. I understand it may have been too much too soon, but that is a good idea, what he had laid out. And I hope it happens, or I hope they're able to do some version of it. And I hope that happens soon. A couple texts here. This is from Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Trev's problem was he was going too big. Obviously, something needs to be done, but not to that extent. Another text from the 402 along similar lines. Missouri stadium plan is $400 million less than ours, and they're putting that extra $400 billion to go use and win in Cruton. Great text, by the way.
Okay, that tracks.
We got to spend $4 million winning in Cruton. I bet they're probably saying that at their press conference. They're like, well, Nebraska just introduced this $650 million stadium project. I'll tell you what, we're going to do it for a quarter of the cost, and we're going to spend the rest of our money that we didn't spend on this stupid stadium to go win in Crute. So here you go, Eli Drinkwitz. Take that extra money.
Might be something to that. Okay. Okay.
Text from Pedro.
Hi, Pedro.
Hi, guys, Connor and Josh. Sounds like you want to gentrify South Stadium, move the poor people out. No, I don't. Who said that? I said standing room only. Get the standing room only going.
SRO.
I'm a poor person. I can't afford season tickets.
Incredibly poor.
Yes. Yeah. So, like, well, when I'm going to a game, well.
You sit up in your.
Yeah. That's different. Don't talk about me. Don't talk about me. But, like, by the way, that's probably getting close as well. That would be the next in the rotation of the stadium.
Trust me, that'll get done real quick.
But what I'm saying is you can have this as an all-encompassing, like, family type, like, it is for people with who want a suite or, a loge box or whatever. Like, there will be big money stuff going on over there. But I think also you can make it a place. I mean, put the Missouri rendering back up. Like, look at all those people standing.
Yeah, there's not a lot of seats on this particular side of the end zone.
I love that idea, man. I love a sort of walkabout. It's natural, and you could stay engaged and imagine that place, 20 people deep. And, on a game day when Nebraska's, playing for something big or something like that. Like, I think that's a good thing.
Imagine Brad Smith lighting the first firework. Or Chase Daniel banging a large drum.
It's all possibility now in Missouri. Well, in 2026 anyway. Tony says South Stadium needs to be done. Jefferson Steelflex says so much room for activities. And Tony comes back and he says, as someone who sat in South Stadium for a few years, it takes at the quickest half a quarter just to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Yeah, as someone who sat in the 90-whatever row for the student section because I didn't want to be a nerd and get there 3 hours before the game and wait in line, I wanted to drink beer like the rest of the college kids.
Like an adult.
So I had to sit in the 90th row for all these games. And
not a real fan.
Well, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Josh? Every time I had to go to the bathroom, which was a lot because of the drinking.
Because of drinking.
I had to run down the stairs. It's like a mile. It's like I feel like I was Rocky. Running back up the stairs, I get back to the top of the mountain. I go like this. It's very difficult.
Adrian!
It's very, very difficult to do. And so, yeah, all I'm asking is that the stadium gets a little bit more user-friendly, I suppose is a good way to put it. Texter Jeff writes in, Hap and Kathy both thinking of the children. That's right. That's right, Jeff. I am thinking of the children when I say these things.
Glad somebody is.
So I just wanted to put that back on your guys' radar. This is going to have to happen at some point. It doesn't have to be the full 650 whatever, but keep in mind there's going to be costs involved with this where they're going to have to blow it up in South Stadium, and that's going to cost you some more money. So Nebraska's going to have to spend a lot of money on this, and some of it might come from the taxpayer.
Whoa.
You have once again been called to support your football team with a quarter cent tax on a on whatever.
If only we had an economist in the governor's chair. Oh, wait.
Nice, Josh. By the way, I got a list tweeted at me from Joel.
Thanks, Joel. We love a list.
Do you know all 16 Memorial Stadiums in college football?
Not a chance.
All right, so I got Indiana. Uh-huh. I got Illinois. Uh-huh. I got Kansas.
Nebraska.
We got Nebraska. We got Missouri. So we got five.
That's five. Okay.
Come on. Rip me off a couple more, Josh. I know you got this. I want you to get to 10.
No, couldn't.
No? You just said no, I can't possibly do it? Does Wyoming ring a bell?
Wyoming does ring a bell.
Wyoming. War Memorial Stadium.
Oh, War Memorial Stadium counts?
Yes. Now, also they're counting USC Memorial Coliseum.
Oh, okay.
Texas, they don't call it Memorial Stadium, they call it DKR Texas Memorial Stadium, whatever.
Arkansas, one of the schools in Arkansas plays at War Memorial Stadium. Iowa Western's won two national champions.
No, that's in Little Rock. That's not FBS football, Josh. Give me a break.
It's a big stadium.
It's not for Jura and his boys.
It's not.
Memphis Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Mm. North Carolina Keenan Memorial Stadium. Oklahoma should have gotten Oklahoma Memorial Stadium at Owen Field, but people just call it Owen Field.
Okay, the only one so far I feel bad about not getting is Oklahoma.
Clemson. Frank Howard Field at Clemson Memorial Stadium. California Memorial Stadium. New Mexico State, Aggie Memorial Stadium.
You're putting all these words in front of it, man.
Navy plays at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium.
Thank you for your service.
Nebraska, as far as I could tell, has the only one that's named just Nebraska, Illinois, Indiana.
Yeah.
Memorial Stadium, mm-hmm. Just flat out. When you say it, you know. Just like the Mets jerseys. If you know New York, you know. All right.
I got that. We can put that on the screen in the next segment.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have a little bit of fashion talk. We won't spend too much time on
finally
it.
Fashion talk.
You can get all your Taylor Swift takes out too.
Oh, okay. Now?
No. Oh. In the next segment. Okay. Potpourri. Next on 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show. Follow us on Twitter @HapperShow for all the latest news and views. We may even say something interesting once in a while.
Unlikely.
Really, guys?